U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions yesterday warned that he will punish four sanctuary cities across the nation, including the city of San Bernardino, if they don't step up efforts to help detain and deport people living in the country illegally. The Justice Department sent letters to San Bernardino and the other three cities, Baltimore, Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Stockton here in California. These are four cities that have been struggling with gun violence. Sessions says they will be ineligible for a new program that aims to root out drug trafficking and gang crime unless they give federal immigration authorities access to jails and provide advance notice before releasing someone in custody who is wanted on immigration violations. In the letters, the Justice Department asked the four prospective cities' police departments to show proof of their compliance by August 18th. San Bernardino Police Chief Jared Bergwan responded to the Justice Department letter in a statement yesterday. Chief Bergwan suggested the Justice Department is misinformed about San Bernardino. Bergwan responded that San Bernardino is not a sanctuary city and has never taken any official action to declare itself one. Bergwan admits the city did express interest in the Justice Department's program to help cities with high violence, but he says San Bernardino isn't even eligible for the program.
Quite frankly, a lot of those issues don't even impact us. They impact a custody setting, and the city of San Bernardino does not operate a jail. Everybody that we arrest goes to the county jail system.
That's right. The city of San Bernardino does not have a jail. The city books arrests through the San Bernardino County Jail. Chief Bergwan stated that if the Justice Department is interested in who San Bernardino is arresting and booking, they're going to have to deal with the county, not the city. Chief Bergwan says he will officially respond, as the Justice Department requested, with the correct information about San Bernardino.